Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Proverbs 4:23, we talked about it yesterday, says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life."
Now, according to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for issues is H8444, and it's really a real estate term, and it means borders, the parameters. Our hearts set the borders of our lives. The outside circumstances don't set the borders of our lives. It's what's in our hearts that sets the boundaries or determines the course of our lives.
The New Living Translation of Proverbs 4:23 says it this way: "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life."
Consider this thought. When you're meditating on a rhema revelation from the Word of God, then you're expanding the borders of your life. When you start talking about the promises of God, His promises, what the Word offers you, the real possibilities of your life, the things you desire will soon become reality as you expand the borders of your life.
Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday. When you have revelation from the Word of God, it allows you to see further than other people can. And Jesus, as He said in John 4:35, "See not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." You know, over the years, the church has related this verse of Scripture to just one thing and one thing only: the winning of the lost to Jesus. Now, that's important, and I'm not going to take away from that, because certainly winning the lost is the greatest harvest we will ever have on this earth. But a harvest is a harvest. When it says, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest," this verse is not limited to just one harvest. It includes our financial harvest as well. Look and see how far you can see. The fields are white. If you can see it, you can have it. The point of lifting up your eyes and looking on, this is important, very important part, because it says, you know, you understand, if you can understand, if you can see your future success, then you'll be able to have it. If you can see your prosperity, then you can have it. If you can see the unlimited possibilities and opportunities before you, then you can have them.
Now let's go a little further. In Romans chapter 12, the Word is talking to us about two areas of our lives that we have to deal with. Well, we have to deal with them after we're born again. The part of you that was born again is your spirit man. You have two things to contend with. One is your flesh. Sometimes people come to Jesus with a flesh that is so messed up. The flesh is easily addicted to everything under the sun. Addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography, greed. And when we come to Jesus, we have to face these matters of the flesh.
God deals with that in Romans 12:1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service."
That's what we do with our flesh. We present it to God as a living sacrifice. We give Him our flesh and ourselves and yield it as a living sacrifice. Then He goes on to talk in verse 2 about what we should do with our minds, the soul realm. This is the realm where the biggest problems come. We will fight our biggest battles within the 6 inches between our ears. Let me say that again. We will fight have fought our biggest battles in the 6 inches between our ears. The thoughts that the enemy brings against you and the thoughts that you bring up and begin to develop in your own heart. See, this also relates to expanding those borders. Those borders of your life are set by the way you think. The way you think has been programmed over the years. Perhaps when you were a child, you were always told how poor you were. How folks, well, your folks were always poor. How you'll never be more than this. And this is who you are, and so on and so on and so on. What is happening is that these borders are being set as your mind is being set. Then add to that all the other things you've spoken or thought the rest of your life. For example, how clumsy you are, how accident prone you are, how you cannot do anything right. You always make mistakes, and how you can't get along with people. You could go on and on with that list and what has happened as you've set the borders in your life and you don't go beyond them. That's why we must guard our hearts and our thoughts with all our strength, because you've set the borders of your life. So what do you do when you become a Christian and you have these borders set in your life? How can we ever get into the realm of walking and all that God has for us if we cannot expand our borders? We can't. But the grace of God can and will. If we continue to apply it to our lives, our borders will expand clear into eternal life.
In Ephesians 2:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourself, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God." Now that's something to really meditate and think about. When we are born again, we are given the grace we need for the journey that faces us ahead. And then it gets even better, because in verse 9 it says, "Not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law of demands, lest any man should boast, but it is not the result of what anyone could possibly do. So no one can pride himself in or take glory to himself." It was not the result of what you did, but what God, you believe God for. There it is in the Word. The people who have wrestled with sickness their whole lives, they've been in and out of hospitals and been told they would never get well. All of those negative thoughts have been planted in their minds, but now they're born again. So the Word is declared that health and healing is for us. But their borders are set that tell them that they will always have these sicknesses.
You know, we cannot walk in the victory God has for us until we expand the borders of our life.
That's right.
If we get them back far enough, we'll have what we can see by moving those borders. And how far back can you move the borders of your life? God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above
Amen.
All that we ever ask or think. That tells me we can move those borders back as far as our minds will let us do it. There is no limitation on how far back these borders can be moved. Through grace and faith, you can push your borders back further and further because you believe the Word of God. God can do in and through your life. The things that He can do in and through your life will keep expanding as you move those borders. But if you cannot get those borders out there, you're stuck in the parameters of the borders that have been already set in your life. So we move those borders. How do we do that?
God said in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world." The word "conformed" there in the Phillips translation actually means pressed into the mold. Do you hear that? Don't let what the world says press you into its mold. Conform means to be made into an image. The Bible talks about being conformed to the image of Christ. We want to be more and more like him. He says, don't let the world conform you. Don't be conformed by the world. What kind of mold are we talking about? Setting borders with limitations. We may have walked through and out of some things, but thank God that when the borders are pushed back, you know that it cannot stay. Why? Because Rhema, word, is working in your life. One of our favorite phrases in the Bible is, it came to pass. Whatever it is that's come your way, it didn't come to stay. And if it came from the enemy, then it came to pass.
Hallelujah. Don't let the world set your borders. But see, the world wants to do it. The world wants to set your borders. The world says that everybody gets sick when we reach a certain age. And, you know, there's certain problems that come from men and women who are of this age that have medical problems. You know, I always tell those folks that I pray with that are dealing with an attack on their health, I tell them not to say the kind of dumb things they hear on television or wherever. Don't do that. We need to live under a different set of rules because we're from a different world. We're from a different world. There is nothing spooky about that. We're born again believers. Say that again. I'm a born again believer. We're of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of it. I
there
said that
go.
Almost
we're
right.
We're in this world, but we are not of this world. And the way to conform to the image of Christ is to keep working the word in our lives, because the word is alive and it will transform our thinking from, as you know, if you're opening that Bible and you're reading the word, you are transforming your mind into a new mindset. And, you know, as we love to read over, is it Romans 10:10?
Yep.
That says, let the Lord transform you by 12:2. By changing the way you think. And that's really what it's all about, is changing the way that we think by conforming to the word of God and believing it.
It's the kind of metamorphosis you see when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
That's right.
You have something that's beautiful and graceful. And that's what happens to us. We have to be transformed by the word of God.
Amen.
And get this now. We can't go where we can't see or believe God for.
Yeah. You know, I love that, and I've quoted it recently on Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This quote I heard, it says, you know, we are not held back by the limitations of this life. We're held back by what we have the capability to believe God for.
That's true. Hallelujah. Well, we didn't finish.
All right.
So we're going to come back tomorrow and pick up on this theme.
Finish her up.
It's strong stuff.
It is good stuff.
You may need to listen to it more than once. And anyhow, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning, happy trails. God bless you.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.